Welcome to episode 467.
Are you someone that regularly has to bite your tongue because people drive you a bit nuts, or you feel you can't say what you want to say to that person? So you grit your teeth and you just get on with it. If yes, then today's ep is for you because I'm going to talk about the damage that holding it in causes to your physical health, your mental health, your kids as they grow up, or whether or not you have a fulfilling life that you actually enjoy. Holding it in has lots of consequences. It can even cause chronic constipation. Yeah, anyway, I'm jumping the gun here. If you're someone that holds it in and it doesn't feel good and you want to let it out, then this episode's for you. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
Yo, what's up, my healthy friends? I'm glad that you're here. I hope that you're here with your whole family. Bring your father, bring your mother, bring your wife, bring your husband, bring the kids. Because
this year, it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down, not just the number on your scale. So if that sounds interesting or of utility in any particular way, scroll to the show notes, click the link, book in a time with myself or my team, and we'll see if we can support you on your journey.
Anyway, today what I want to talk about, and this has been coming up a little bit with conversations with people in my personal life, as well as it's always coming up with coaching clients and diet, nutrition and stuff when we're talking about the mindset and emotional eating. And so I want to talk about the idea of holding things in and why you shouldn't, basically, because in my experience, a lot of people have lives and experiences and people around and jobs and situations that exist that really piss them off, that really bother them. They get underneath their skin. They might have to see someone on a regular basis that just rubs them up the wrong way, that, you know, you'd really love to just fly kick in the face. But you don't, because you've got to keep the peace and, you know, you've got to play a particular role and you've got to do what's expected of you and present yourself in a certain way and grin with your teeth, you know, firmly held together. And what this does for you is that it means that you don't express yourself, right? You hold stuff in. And there's a big difference between holding stuff in and letting it go. And I know that you're probably like, yeah, Maddie, obviously they sound different. But often when you're in a situation where you're triggered by a family member or a person or a situation, instead of letting it go and letting it pass through you and truly letting go of it and being like, that's okay, this is the situation, I'm not bothered, I'm not affected by it, we swallow it and we go, I'm just not going to say anything. Nope, I'm not going to do it. Oh my God, no, I just can't do it. Oh, I'm so angry, but I'm not going to say anything. And the reason that we go about that is that for many people, you have a feeling, if that's you, you have a feeling that you can't be heard or you won't be taken seriously, or that you have a fear that expressing yourself and expressing some degree of confrontation or problem that will cause other people to be upset will disrupt the safety of your world, will disrupt the security and the certainty that you have. And there's, of course, human survival instinct that's a part of evolution that means we want to make sure that our environment is safe, secure, and certain, and most importantly, familiar, because familiarity means that we can predict, usually predict the outcome. And so you might be in a situation where you hold stuff in because you know that if you upset the apple cart or you upset the person, things are going to get dangerous. And maybe not dangerous in a physical abuse kind of way, but maybe if that is the situation at home for you, and if it is, I really hope this podcast resonates with you. But the point is that we get in this practice of being like, don't ruin somebody's day, don't say what you really think, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. And so there's two ways to go about this, right? One is that you obviously have to address the stories you have about feeling safe, expressing your truth, because that means you're not surrounded by people that want the best for you. And that's tough. That's shit. And yes, you might be like, Maddie, I can't stop speaking to my mother, or I can't divorce my husband, or whatever the thing is. And I say, bullshit. I know plenty of people that have made these decisions and taken these steps, because the thing is that you might need to do something significant in order to create a good life for yourself. Otherwise, this is the makings of a situation where you lie on a deathbed full of regret. And there's books out there about lying on deathbeds full of regret. There's a lot of research behind it. And one of the things that comes up in the research, in the books, in the stories of people that have worked at the bedside with these people is that they wish they told more people to fuck off. That's literally one of the things that people say. You know, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, maybe a little more colorful than some of the beautiful books that have been written. But this is the situation, is that if you hold it all in, not only do you create physical stress in the body, physical inflammation, which is measurable, that inflammation and stress leads to symptoms that affect your gut health, that affect your mental health, that affect who you are as a person. Because people start, remember, people treat you the way that you allow them to treat you or the way that you treat yourself. Both of those things are true. And so if you allow people to hurl shit at you and they know that you'll just, you won't react, you'll hold it in, you'll hold it in, you'll hold it in, that's okay. Then guess what? That's how you're going to be treated your whole life. And if you've got children, that's how you'll treat your kids to show up as adults in the world as well. It's the same thing that I talk about where I talk about self-care all the time. If you treat yourself and neglect yourself and sacrifice yourself, the second your children become adults, the way that they will treat their own adult self is the way that the only adults that they grew up around treated themselves, which is how did mum and dad treat themselves, right? And so it's the same here. And so this is ruining your life because you're going through life perpetually dealing with shit that you don't want to deal with, not speaking up about your truth, and not expressing and releasing that tension and inflammation and pain and suffering, emotional and physical, from your body by speaking it. And we've all been in a situation where we finally said something, whether it was heavy and confronting or whether it was honest or whether it was even a really nice thing to say, where we just felt this massive sense of relief, like, oh my God, it's finally out there now. I finally let it out. I feel so much relief. This energy has shifted. And it's not just energy. It's the lowering of adrenaline and cortisol. It's the stabilizing of your neurotransmitters, which were previously holding you in a stressed state, right? And a movement towards homeostasis in the body. This is a positive step. But the first thing you need to address is the environment that you're in. Why do I have a story for myself that I can't express my truth? And am I surrounded by people that will respond negatively to expressing my truth? Because you might be in this pattern because every other time that you said, hey, I've got a problem, your world went to shit because nobody else knew how to handle the situation if you had a problem. They were like, hang on, you were the stable one. You're the one that always has it together, right? So you might need to change the people that you're surrounded by because you need an environment where it's okay for you to have a bad day, to express it, to call somebody out for treating you like shit, to walk away from a situation if it's not serving you after many years, and to sit down and have difficult conversations whilst also knowing that you'll be okay on the other side of that. This is a practice and you can't get good at things that you don't practice. So this isn't going to happen after this podcast or overnight. This is going to happen slowly with you having increasing amounts of courage to start stepping outside of your comfort zone a little bit at a time. Don't go balls to the wall. If you don't have balls, then don't go balls to the wall. Don't just go to the wall. Simply do it small things at a time, little things. Start expressing yourself. Start just saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not totally sure I feel the same. You know, you might start like that and you might work your way up to we need to have a serious conversation because this has been not working for me for a long time. And that might be a best friend. You know, I had a really challenging conversation recently with one of my best friends, which was just like that, right? And the good thing is once you start cultivating these relationships that work in your favor, and I'm not talking about being manipulative, I'm talking about being in a group of people, a family, kids, you know, siblings, everybody that's around you, that you can express yourself and everybody's world doesn't turn to shit. And that starts with you having a belief system that it's okay for you to express yourself and also tiptoeing into that space so that you can build your confidence doing it, knowing that how other people react is their own shit. And that knowing if people don't react multiple times over how you need them to in order to feel safe, to feel supported, then you might need to make some really hard decisions about how you spend your time because it's a really long, lonely life and a heap of misery when you get to the end of it. To know that you did a heap of stuff that you didn't want to do and you missed out on what could have been a much more fulfilling life. And so this has an impact on your physical health, your mental health, and the way that you exemplify how to show up as a human to your children. So I think holding stuff in, it's not ideal. You want to be able to let it out, let it go. And the next level of belief system, which we'll talk on another podcast, is actually letting it go and being unattached to it. It's one thing for it to affect you. It's another thing to have separation and disattachment, unattachment, letting go of it and letting it just happen and that be okay. Because holding it in is not letting it go. It's not just being, it's just not responding when you're triggered. You know, they're very different things. So if you need to listen to this episode again, listen to it. Use this as your little pep talk, your little confidence boost that you can actually draw lines in the sand where it is and is not okay anymore for people to do stuff to you or to just pipe up and say, hey, you know that thing? It really bothers me, right? So I believe that you are more than capable. You know why? Because I'm a human and I'm capable and you're a human, so you're capable too. Sure, we've got different brains and experiences and histories, but it just means that we're all in the same race starting from a different point, which just means we all need to put one foot in front of the other to get to the end, right? It's just going to take us all a different amount of time and that's okay. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, family member, or loved one. Maybe you can start this conversation by sharing this episode with that person you need to, you know, let stuff out with, let stuff go with, or draw a boundary with, right? So if you've enjoyed it, please support the show by spreading the love. I thank you for being here, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.